brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Greg Palast is coming up for about 30 minutes after the break. BBC reporter broke down, didn't predict, but got the documents on the economic crisis happening today, 2002, broke it all down with us here on air. We'll get his take on a host of other issues. He's got a new book out. Then we'll take calls from about 45 after to the bottom of the next hour when Eddie Craig, former Nacogdoches sheriff's deputy, talk show host in his own right, who really knows the law, and he can really break down all the illegal stuff and unconstitutional stuff the police are doing, the courts are doing, and pretty much their total ignorance of it. And we're going to have him back for a full hour in the near future. It's just we keep procrastinating about getting him in. I'm a fan of his research and his work, and it dovetails with my limited research that dwarfs most people's. But that's just because most people know nothing about their rights or courts or procedure or any of it. So he's going to be joining us. He's having a lot of success in court cases around the state and just really is helping people. There's a lot of patriot mythology out there, but I like to get Larry Becraft on, lawyer, you know, who's won major national cases at the Supreme Court, you name it. I like to, you know, years ago get, what's his name? I'm having a Rick Perry moment. George Gordon, great guy. I mean, I like to have real people on. Stuart Rhodes, he's Princeton lawyer, top of his class. He's got the case right now for Rob Deuce in Pittsburgh. They just arrested him. Rob's up on a hilltop videotaping the peaceful students being arrested because nobody's out, you know, allowed outside under martial law. And they come up and arrest him and then strap him down out in the rain all night at the prison and all the other stuff they did. So you're being sued. They don't care. They took out a $3 million insurance policy with these law firms, knowing they were going to violate a bunch of rights. They don't care. It's your tax money they're using to destroy this country. And police should worry about violating somebody's rights because every time you do that, you chip out more of the foundation you're standing on, your family's standing on. I mean, if you're allowed to run over people's rights, do you think that's not going to blow back on you? Do you think other people aren't going to do that to you? I see a lot of reports of cops, firefighters, government people having houses they've paid for taken, even when they have the deed. Oh, see, nobody gave you a little special get out of New World Order free card, huh? No. You see, karma, reap what you sow, whatever you want to call it, what comes around goes around. What you do unto others is end up happening to you. That's why you want to do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But it's real simple. I use the swimming pool analogy. If everybody started using the local swimming pool as a urinal or as a toilet, it would get pretty gross pretty quick, wouldn't it? So it's kind of like if you go to the bathroom in the pool, you're like, ha, 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 nobody knows I'm doing this. Well, everybody else is doing that too. That's why those city pools, I won't swim in them. It's basically swimming in a giant toilet bowl. And that's an example of society. It's an example of litter. One person throws out litter, the other person throws out litter. Pretty soon everybody's throwing out litter, and you've got a disaster on your hands. It's the same thing with corruption. It's all just violate this person's rights. You know, cops have pulled me over before. They can look. There's no criminal record. They're going 5 miles, 10 miles up the speed limit. They come up. I'm polite. They say, mind if I search the car? And I'm like, do you mind if I search your house? Do you mind if I destroy everything this country stands for? Do you mind if I steal your children's future? Oh, don't threaten my children. I'm not threatening your children. You're threatening my children and your children. What, officer? Do you think I'm doing something wrong? I don't use your products. You've seen me on the videos of this now. I've done this many times. I don't use the drugs the government's been caught shipping in, the big banks have been caught laundering. Now, if you want to sit here and make me wait and get a drug dog and all that, whatever. You know, I'm not the person pulling people over and trying to search their vehicles. But you want to do something to me? Go ahead. Go ahead. Hey, I bet that's a truck full of illegal aliens driving by right there. Oh, but you're not supposed to arrest them. And the cop's like, really? Actually, you're right.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, for 30 minutes or so, Greg Palast is going to be our guest about 40 after. Then I'll take your calls into the next hour on the Iran attack news, on the economy, on the Penn State situation. How could this be covered up that long? It just shows how big institutions are places where corruption can really thrive. And small towns, big cities, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. We're going to go to Greg Palast, talk about his new book, Vulture's Picnic, and get his view on the world here in a moment. But first, we're offering a deal right now that runs up until Christmas that we've never offered anything this good before. And you can check any specials we've done, and we've had some great ones. 18 of my films on DVD, and then a selection of Infowars.com and In the Fed bumper stickers, and the Citizens Rule Book. For $99.95, it would normally be $369.95. $269 plus off all of my films that are on DVD for $99.95. Perfect way to get these and then give them as gifts to everybody you know. You can take care of 16 people at once because a couple of these have two films in each package, like Order of Death, Dark Secrets, or the Police State film. A lot of the films are 3 hours long, like Martial Law. It's really three films in one. Technically, though, we call it one film. Endgame, 3 hours of information. I mean, it's unbelievable. You want a master's degree in the New World Order geopolitical system. This is it right here, and it's available until supplies last. They ordered a bunch of extra DVDs to do this, but it looks like they're going to run out well before Christmas. So if you want to take advantage of that, Infowars.com. And your purchase, the small profit we make, is very meager, supports everything we're doing here. I had to hire two more people because we did the bumper stickers at cost. You can look at what they were and what they are now, different bumper sticker packages to help put these up in legal, lawful areas, help get the word out. Because, you know, they're setting up martial law and total police state and about to start World War III. I don't suggest you climb up on the billboard here in Austin that shows Colin Powell and Rudolph Giuliani coming to town, a bunch of confirmed liars to push their new world order on us. I don't think anybody should climb up on that billboard and spray paint war criminals on it. Again, I don't think you should. I'm serious. But you should show your friends and family these DVDs, and you should put these stickers on your car or wherever else is legal and lawful. Again, ladies and gentlemen, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. And we haven't gone up yet, but I'm going to go up a little bit on the bumper stickers. So we had to hire two more people just to get out those orders where there's so many orders coming in we're going to have to raise it a little bit because now we're losing money on these. We can't do that. We won't be here. But I want to thank everybody for your support with the Money Bomb. I want to thank everybody with your support, spreading the word about everything we do. We are becoming a dominant force in resistance to the globalist because of your help, and I want to salute all of you. Okay, until 45 after or so, then we'll go to your calls. Is Greg Pallas. He really doesn't need an introduction for a lot of people. He's a real investigative journalist. I don't even necessarily agree with maybe 10-15% of his political views. But I 100% believe in his analysis. He really is an old-fashioned investigative journalist for BBC, ABC. He's done other made films, best-selling author. His new book is Vulture's Picnic in Pursuit of Petroleum, Pigs, Power, Pirates, and High Finance Carnivores. And there, of course, is Greg on the back. He's about to join us via video Skype. But before he gets into his new book, and then I want to get his take on the world today and you know, snapshots, Iran, Israel, police state, USA, Obama. I want to bring him back to my book, Descent into Tyranny, which is just the last chapter is excerpts of my interview with him. 2002, he gets all these documents from the IMF and World Bank. He publishes some on BBC's top news show, their 60 Minutes equivalent, and they say, don't release the rest of them. So those never got released. We released some, but he did see them all. Right around the time Joseph Stiglitz, left the World Bank, Nobel Prize winner. For economics, also, I think, one for something else. He's a two-time. The point is, he won't say he released them, but whatever. This documented how the IMF World Bank take over countries, how they bankrupt them by design through fraud, and how they were going to do it in the West. And Pallast, now, close to 10 years ago, really predicted what was coming. And so in light of that, open world government, corporate government being announced as a solution to the crisis they created. Greg, break down in hindsight 2002 in those documents versus now what happened and then where you see us going and how it integrates into Vulture's Picnic.
Oh, boy. Well, actually, Chapter 12 is where it integrates in. I had to go back into the documents when Greece exploded. And sure enough, I found the documents on Greece, and in particular, a memo from Tim Geithner, who's our Secretary of Treasury, Tim Geithner to Larry Summers, who was our economic czar. And these are the kind of typhoid Marys of bank deregulation, which got us where we are. And it was their program to force all 155 nations who are members of the World Trade Organization into joining a deregulation mania. In other words, everyone into the leprosy colony. And it was a secret document. And here's what I find interesting. They're ready to pull the trigger, but not until they had called. Geithner told Summers he had to call five banks for approval to move ahead. J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Citibank, and of course we ended up there with Goldman Sachs. And in my book, Vultures Picnic, by the way, I have the personal phone numbers of all these CEOs. I think Penguin, my publisher, thought that I had faked it. It's the memo is right there, and those numbers are live. I'm sure they won't be by Monday when the book releases.
Incredible. What? Go ahead.
No, so I actually, and I had to authenticate some of these documents, of course, and many were authenticated by Joe Stiglitz, who'd been head of the World Bank, and now because he has a Nobel Prize, he feels free, not head of it, the chief economist, he feels free to authenticate. But the stuff from the World Trade Organization, because of my position with BBC, I was able to actually meet with the head of the WTO, and he says, the Frenchman, Pascal Lamy, who is head of the big French bank, Suez Lyonnais. And he says, we are not a cabal of bankers, some evil dark cabal. And I said, okay, well, you're not a cabal, but tell me about these documents here. And I pull them out. And it really made him smile. You see in the book, you know, so basically he starts explaining it all away. These secret meetings, all the bankers to reestablish the New World Banking Order. Where, you know, they have absolute stone control. And the punishment that we meted out to any country, and they picked out, for example, Brazil, if they got in the way of the banks operating without control. In other words, it's a one-way system. It's not like there's no government involvement. They want the government to back it up. In other words, basically, they want to have a casino where if they lose, you insure them. If they win, they say that they are job creators and they get to keep it. So you actually see these documents in Vultures Picnic, and then, by the way, after I take the documents to the head of the World Trade Organization, Lamy, get him to authenticate, and then I fly off to Quito to meet with the president of Ecuador and show him the Ecuador documents, which stunned him because he kept saying, you know, he's an economist, the president of Ecuador. And he said, you know, I think that there are secrets agreement between the big banks and the IMF and World Bank to rip our economy apart. And, of course, he was derided as a conspiracy nut and all that. And so I decided, well, I called the president and he brought me in. And I showed him the documents. I said, you may be a conspiracy nut, but, of course, you're 100% correct. Here's the evidence. So he took copies of all the material and he made them public in Ecuador.
Amazing. Now, Greg Palast, now looking back and then from that point looking forward, where are the banksters, the mega corporations today? What's happening in Libya, Iran? Geopolitically, from your research, why are they on the verge of attacking Iran? What's your view on that?
Well, I think that they're on the verge of constantly rattling their sabers to keep the war machine greased. Whether they actually attack or not we don't know. It's important to keep the pot boiling. It's important to keep people on the edge of their chair that the terrorists are coming to get you. It's the Iranians. It's some, you know, the Libyans. It's someone coming to get you. They have to keep this very, very lucrative war machine and terror machine going. For example, like right now, I was just meeting with Greek journalists. And there, you know, they're saying, well, for example, in Greece, where the whole nation's on fire, and now it's happening in Italy and Spain. Greece was a crime scene, and this is very important. This is also in Vultures Picnic. It's not about lazy Greeks who sit around, you know, swilling ouzo and spitting out olive pits, and they, you know, retire when they're 18 years old, and they're just a bunch of lazy bums who want to live on pensions like pashas. That's nonsense. Greece is a crime scene. There was a deal cut between Goldman Sachs and the prior Greek government, in which the Greek government handed them euros, handed Goldman Sachs euros, 2.3 billion euros. Goldman converted them to yen, Japanese yen, and then reconverted them back into euros at a massive loss to Goldman, which gave the Greek government a massive gain to cover up a deficit. Now, Goldman doesn't lose money, especially not deliberately. So they're not stupid. They're stupid like foxes. It was a phony transaction for which Goldman was paid over $250 billion. So for one little transaction, every senior partner of Goldman got a little extra million for their weekend. But the result was that of this flimflam, when it was uncovered, is of course the economy simply imploded and Greece has to pay something in the area of 9% above normal to borrow money on the euro. No one could survive that. And then we're told it's the Greek people
So it's the same model we've seen in Argentina and Nigeria and everywhere else. It's the same Bankster model. So I want to hear you predict, as you did 9 years ago, where we're now going to go in the future. How does Greg Pallas see all this shaking out in the economy? Stay with us.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're a man over 40, you may feel like half the man you used to be. Are you gaining more body fat? Are you feeling tired? Are you losing your sex drive? It's not your fault. After 40, your body's testosterone may start dropping. And if you're an African American man, you're at a higher risk of your testosterone turning into estrogen. Be the man you used to be. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. You can feel the youthful energy and the healthy sex drive you once had. And Ageless Male is all natural. No injections or appointments. Just one quick phone call. Get your risk-free trial of Ageless Male.
Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345. With Ageless Male, you can raise your testosterone naturally by 61%. Call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
All right, your phone calls are coming up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. You know, with all this stuff happening in the world, I'd like to hear what you think about Penn State, listeners. The students, most of them not caring and saying, keep the coach, who cares? How could they cover this up for 16, 17, 18 years? Greg, I want to get into world events with you and now where you see the world going, because you accurately, from your research, predicted it. But just briefly in 1 minute, I see this whole Penn State thing as another window into how institutions inherently when they compromise at any level with integrity, pretty much degenerate into total corruption. I mean, is this not an example of how corruption in institutions can just grow?
Well, yeah, because it's not about football. It's about money. This is a big money center in this area. So it's always the story of the money. It wasn't, they were covering up because this was a big profit generator. And it was a big profit generator also used by local corporate bigwigs to impress their clients, et cetera. So basically it was protected by the pool of the big boys. It's always a money story. And as soon as money poisons any type of.
But if they'd have burned the pervert, if they'd have burned the pervert instantly, it wouldn't have been any big deal. Why do crooks and the corrupt, why do the elite always think covering something up protects them?
Because they're used to it. They have impunity. They have complete impunity. Well, for example, in Vulture's Picnic, I have a story of Stephen A. Cohn, right? The guy's worth $7 billion. By the way, I shouldn't call it Vulture's Picnic. I should call it Job Creator Picnic, right? That's their new name for these billionaires. You know, what does this guy do for a living? Does he create a job? He knows he's made $7 billion by investing in stocks. What do you mean he invests? He's a speculator. He seems to know which way a stock will move before God does. You know what? I cut to the chase. I found the ex-trophy wife, right? Comes to me with the files, with the pillow talk. Yeah, you know what? He's really smart. He's smart enough to know how to buy the information so he knows which way a stock is going. And by
sure,
the
entire stock market in your book shows this now. At the top is an inside game, just like a casino.
Yeah, I mean, they got their thumb on the wheel. The cards are marked. And the thing is, there's no such thing. They say, well, what do we care? The answer is, there's no such thing as a victimless billionaire. When a guy like Cohen makes $7 billion, it's because you lost it. He was selling stocks he knew would blow apart to pension funds, railroad pension funds, teacher funds. He was buying stocks off small investors who had no idea that some stock was about to be the target.
And instead of him going to jail, we bail out the derivatives and then go into debt for them. So what should happen to these people? Where is it going to end? I mean, just like Penn State, are their crimes invincible?
Well, it seems to be. I got to tell you, when I went through and got the Goldman scam with the Greek government, in the old days, I remember I used to be a government racketeering investigator. Well, we would read people their rights and handcuff them and walk them out of the buildings. And now these guys get bonuses. And they're arrogant. They're so arrogant about it. They know that no one is going to touch them. You know, Obama said when Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan was given a gigantic bonus off of our bailout money, Obama – and someone raised it. Obama said, well, why should we punish Jamie Dimon? Well, if you don't know that, Obama, why are you president? And if you don't, and you know, and the answer, and the other question is, why is Jamie Dimon punishing us with our money?
Well, that's my next issue, Greg. Is as you know, elaborate on this. They have Goldman Sachs and others have gotten their people in every top regulatory position. So where you were, that and putting people in jail years ago, should have mentioned that. Now they've put their own alumni.
Yeah, I mean, in Greece, when you're talking about this flim-flam, and remember that American investors were scammed here for billions. Instead of going to jail, Goldman Sachs put their own man in now as the new head of the Greek economy. So you commit the crime, and basically these are the guys who benefit from the fire sale, and they've set the fire. And they are now buying up all these assets all over Greece and Spain and Italy as these governments are, I have been told, the only thing you could do is sell off everything you own. And they're picking it up for peanuts. They're devaluing these people's currency so they cannot buy their own.
No. Max Kaiser was in Greece, went into another hotel, and there was Forbes and Steve Forbes, and he bragged, hey, this is a great deal. He knew Max from when he was a stockbroker. He said, this is a great deal. We're going to butcher this country and take the whole thing over for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, they're tearing it apart like they're ripping off turkey legs and chewing into them. I mean, it's the best deal. I mean, basically, you have entire countries now for sale.
All right, stay there. I want to hear then where you see this going. Stay there. Long segment coming up, then your phone calls, 800-259-9231. Greg Palace, Vulture's Picnic. Powerful book. I just got it. I can't wait to read it. It isn't even out yet. It comes out next week.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With new financial dominoes falling each day, do you know who really runs this country? This is Alex Jones with a special message about the gangster economy. Folks, if you're lucky enough to have a little money set aside for a rainy day, this could be the most important message you'll ever hear. I want to tell you about an exciting new book that reveals how to keep the gangster economy from murdering your money. That's right, murdering your money. Learn about the 14 vicious dominoes of destruction set to unleash hell on earth for savers and investors. Learn the 11 ways to play gangster economy judo and win. Learn how to beat the bad guys at their own game. Learn ingenious ways to profit in the new gangster economy. To read more about this amazing new book, don't wait. Go to gangstereconomy.com. That's gangstereconomy.com. Don't let the bad guys destroy your money. Go to gangstereconomy.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Phone calls are coming up. Greg's leaving us here in about 10 minutes, but I don't have him back up for a full hour once the book is actually out. But and once I've had a chance to read it again, it just came in 2 days ago, and I've already scanned over. It looks like one of his best. Don't forget, tonight I'm going to have a special expose going back over the admitted pedophile scandals in Republican administrations mainly, and at the Bohemian Grove where the Republicans are at. You know, I'm not a fan of the Democrats either. Bill Clinton, raping women, settling rape cases and the rest of it. And Barney Frank, certainly underage call boys, a Democrat. But with Republicans, Greg, let me bring that point up before we look forward where this whole global system's going as you stare into your tea leaves or crystal ball there from your research as an investigative journalist, former federal fraud investigator, you name it. What do you make of the reason that, or you might disagree, that there is such a history of pedophilia and also closeted gay sex by so many Christian conservative leaders and mainline Republicans? What's happening there?
You know what? I'm an investigator, and I always follow the money. I know it may seem odd when you're talking about, personal perversions. But the thing is that it's amazing how much those with power and money believe that they are immune from the rest of the rules, moral and legal, that bind the rest of us. There's an actual sense when people get into the stratosphere of finance, as we see, or those who hang out with them, like the politicians who are their toy boys, that they actually feel immune. And when you meet these people, and by the way, I went to the University of Chicago with a lot of these sharks. I was actually a student of Milton Friedman, so I know these guys. And they actually feel that they're kind of the ubermensch. They are supermen above the laws that apply to you and I. So if they have urges or desires, that's they're different than you and me.
But I've never had those. Here's the deal. I've never had those urges. So I don't understand why it pops up so much with this group. It's just something's wrong with these people is what I'm saying. It's.
Well, it's very interesting because I go back to Chinatown, where, of course, the evil head of the power and water company. And believe me, I know some of these guys. In the end of the film, he has raped his own daughter. And his line is, "I did it because I can." And it's almost a kind of perverse joy that they are different than the rest of us. Now, it's true. I must admit, it's hard for me to understand because I'm not claiming any special high moral ground, but I just don't have such strange urges. But I'll tell you this, it's almost like they live in this perverted world. If you just shafted the entire Greek nation, then picking up a 7-year-old boy may just seem like an appetizer to you.
I think you've hit on something here. I think they are morally, spiritually bankrupt, and it's that they've done so much evil, they're cursed with all of this stuff that they're into. I think you just hit it. And you look at sociopaths, psychopaths, sadist other groups, that's the only time they feel alive is when they're doing something really twisted. I think, well, obviously you're a criminologist. You've hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah, I think that this whole sense of impunity and almost a desire to prove that you can get away with something, almost a childish, when you meet these people, it's almost a sick, childish desire to kind of push it into your face, which is what's happening now. When you read these documents, it's almost like they're daring you. Like I say in chapter 12 of Vulture's Picnic, and then also like I'm dealing right now with investigating one of the biggest donors to the Republican Party, who's spending his time, basically stealing all the money for AIDS medicine in Africa. Now, when you pull a stunt like that, what is your moral, is there any moral limit? Is there anything you won't do? I just was in Congo last week where there's a cholera epidemic and the guy's taking their money away for the clean water that they need to end the epidemic. Once you get that,
Where are they going?
A little sodomy.
Yeah. So where are they going then?
Well, it's hard to say because, like, you take a guy like Paul the Vulture Singer and one of the characters of Vulture's Picnic, and I didn't call him Vultures. The bankers who work with him and who profit from him call him the Vulture. Maybe his mother does too. It's like there is no end. That is, he's worth about $4 billion. Why is he continuing this? What does he need that extra money for? Oh, take Charles Koch. I did an investigation of him years ago and from the Koch brothers. He was skimming oil off the Osage Indian Reservation. You'll really like this one, Alec. This is it's in Vulture's Picnic. We have a tape recording of him that I got from an FBI agent. And one of his chiefs is asking why he's stealing money from the Osage oil, Osage Indian Reservation. It's about $100 per native in the Indian owned wells. He's already a billionaire. Why is he taking $100 from a poor native? And the answer, Koch says himself, "I want what's coming to me, and that's all of it." In other words, there's no moral limit. It's like, it's almost like he's got the billions. He's going to steal another $100 from some poor Indian. So And then you ask, well, so some weird perversion that crosses his mind, you know, to him, it's just ordering another appetizer off the menu.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know, these globalists have sold us, or attempting to sell us, their worldview that torture is good, secret arrest. But, you know, looking at George Soros, I've seen the 60 Minutes piece where I always heard about it, but I actually saw it last year. We played it here from 10 years ago. And he says, so you help round up your own people and give them to the Nazis and take their property. He goes, yeah. And he goes, and I learned a lot from that. If I wouldn't have, somebody else would. I'm proud that I'm a survivor. And it just shows some kind of psychopathic disconnect, because, you know, you tend to usually go after the right wingers. But what do you think of Obama being financed by the very same people and the whole political field right now? I mean, what do you think about the Democrats?
Well, I have to tell you that if you read Vulture's Picnic, you won't think I go after these so-called right-wingers anymore, that is Republicans, because I actually trace the big evil to the Clinton administration, Robert Rubin, and the disease of, you know, basically it was a criminal act, deregulation. Understand what Robert Rubin did. He's Secretary of the Treasury. Against everyone, every intelligence person's warning, he demands that the casinos, the investment banks, be allowed to merge and mate with the commercial banks, which we, you and I, insure, where we put our savings. He goes off within 5 months. He's co-chairman of one of these new combined monsters, of Citibank. He is given a $110 million fee. Now, I'm sorry. When you change the law and basically bring down the world economy and you get a $110 million fee, that makes you a monster. Now, a registered Democrat monster, but a monster doesn't.
Sure, sure, exactly. And the same group financed Bush and the same group is financing Obama. So that's the issue. For those that don't know, explain to them about the derivatives. You get rid of Glass-Steagall. He changes the regulations. Now the investment banks that create all this toxic, made-up garbage, they can now get it basically government-backed, like the citizens' money. And then the contagion spreads through anything. Now, they hold us hostage, saying, give us unlimited trillions and make us the bosses of the globe even more, or we'll bring down the world economy, and now we're held hostage. And I think that's why they're so arrogant.
Yeah, and the thing is that they have brought that. We paid them about $4 trillion in subsidies, $4 trillion. And they still brought down the world economy. It's not like we got anything back for it. I mean, I'd almost say, okay, you know, when they say, well, you're too big to fail, you realistically have to bail out the banks. Well, how about bailing us out? And, you know, what did we get in return? And they are, you know, like Goldman, for example. And by the way, most of Goldman money went to Democrats, not to Republicans. Obama got about 4-1 finance money over McCain. So, I mean, what's happened now is that they're used to, you know, the Democrats used to try to pretend to be the party of the people. The pretense is gone. Everyone's in the pool. And now they're all fighting for that finance and shark and vulture money. And that's the problem, that there is no alternative. You either have, you know, the party owned by the bankers or the party rented by the bankers, and that's kind of your choice.
So do we just stay on this
business?
Do we stay on this express elevator to Hades with these people, or is there a way to get out of it? I mean, how do you and your gut see it going?
I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, because when you see basically they could burn down Greece. And remember, they were going to have a vote on by the Greek people, which is the cradle of democracy. Imagine allowing a democratic vote on whether the bankers should be bailed out. Remember, all this money goes to the bankers, not one penny to Greece. 180 billion euros, that's $500 billion. $500 billion. All goes to the bankers. The Greek people are going to have to pay it off by selling everything they have. If they can do that there, they can do it in Los Angeles. They did it in Ecuador. They did it in Argentina. But those people rose up. They tried it in Brazil. They couldn't get away with it very long. But people had to go through a very bad time. You had doctors eating out of garbage cans looking for food. This is where we'll have to head first, and then we will react as they did in South America and say enough of this stuff. But I think it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better, because there's a consensus among all the political powers that this is the only way it could be. They are too big to fail and too big to jail.
And they're a bunch of crooks. They're confident. The world is their oyster. They can set up a domestic police state. to suppress any political justice being brought at them. And so we basically have a Hitlerian fascist group of thugs squatting on us who are on complete power trips. The sky's the limit. Greg, in closing, folks can get the book and pre-order it now at Amazon.com, and we'll have you back up in the near future. If you ever come through, awesome. We'd love to have you, send a car to get you and have you in studio. But in closing, it's now coming out the DA, NBC's reporting, who never charged the reported child rapist, has been missing since 05. It's now turning out other people are missing who were involved. They're now saying donors, the word is, and they're investigating it. We're in there buggering the children. And that fits in with the Texas Youth Commission and this pervert pattern that we've seen where he was doing it in the showers. I guess because that makes it more fun, as you were saying, these in criminology, they like to flaunt it. And now it turns out there were secret deals to cover it up in the school. That's now confirmed. That's coming out of NBC and ABC. As a former federal investigator, longtime award-winning investigative journalist, your gut, you know, your cop knows or investigator knows, what do you just as a gestalt, what does your nose pick up out of this Penn State thing? Because mine tells me, and I said this on Monday, this goes a lot deeper.
Well, number one, if you think it's one place, what this is some special perverted hole, I'm afraid that now the elite has decided that, you know, there's nothing left to buy except impunity. And not only for their worst urges, but almost like they urge each other on to be more perverse than the next. It's almost like, you know, you can only have so many trophy wives. So now you have you have your 7-year-old prostitutes. I mean, it's, I think that, you know, it's maybe just the new trophy that they have. It's, you know, the new because you can only have so many Gulf Streams. You have to understand how much money is flowing around. That we never saw this. We haven't seen this since the 1890s. And so there's absolutely no limit. And believe me, it's not one college. You know, and you know that, Alec. There's one, and they're stomping on it. That's why they're throwing people out. He's resigning. He's resigning. He's resigning. They want it to die. They want it to be one isolated event. It's not.
What percentage, from your research, of people are depraved criminals?
Oh, I haven't done an analysis of the industry. I can tell you this, but of corporate chiefs, I have yet to find a corporation that I've been asked to investigate, not one, where felonies aren't rife. We've just set up a system. We've set up a system that basically, if you can steal enough, you steal impunity.
Oh, I've talked to a lot of folks that went to. I've talked to a lot of people that went to business schools like you did, the prestigious Chicago School of Business. I've talked to others, and they say they actually teach kind of, you know, at the graduate level off to the side when they're off having beers with a professor. If you're going to steal, steal big.
Yeah, I mean, and in fact, they don't think it's a crime. They think that the rest of you are just a bunch of, you know, fools that they play. You know, they think that you're very unsophisticated. What my professors were saying, like with Steve Cohen and his insider trading, they'd say, that's not really a crime. That's not really a crime. Well, you know what? If someone is selling you stock they know is going to blow up in your face and it goes in your pension fund, or they skin you for a stock that you're offloading because you think it's worthless, but then there's really gold in it, and they know it because it's all fixed.
It's fraud.
I'm sorry, that's not a victimless crime.
It's fraud.
It's fraud, and it's how people end up. They had 401k plans, and now they can't, you know, wash their car with it. And that's, I'm sorry, that's not a victimless crime. And that's what, when I was there with these guys in school, and I know them, that's what they were taught, that, you know, unsophisticated rubes like you just don't understand how the system works. But in the long run, you should be grateful that they have that they have made a wonderful planet for you. And if it weren't for them, there would be no economy. That's their own fantasy, their own creation myth, that they are the gods who've created this wonderful world for you. And you ought to be grateful and shut up.
Which one of the banker heads said, I'm doing God's work?
Yeah, that was Blank Fine at Goldman Sachs. You know, so burning down Greece, burning down Spain, And, you know, if you read these secret memos, you just get sick, you know, and I don't know what God he's praying to, you know, what satanic system he's working under. But I can tell you this, you know, I don't think that the, you know, I don't know what heaven he's going to if he says he's doing God's work.
Well, that's the thing. I can't tell you how much family, how many friends, people that were had to sell their houses, who can't go on vacations, who can't put their kids through college, people whose businesses are ruined, their employees laid off because their stock investments on average of what had half their value cut in the last 4 years. And now we're going to see that basically taken away. And these guys think what they've done is good. And it's just unbelievable. And the kids at Penn State, the majority running around throwing fits, saying don't fire our coach, you know. I mean, it just shows a total disconnect from reality. Greg Palast, thanks for spending time with us.
You got it, Alex. I'm glad you're here. And thank you for letting me through the electronic Berlin Wall.
Oh, it's always great to have you. We'll talk to you again soon. Let's stay in contact. Let's have you on next week or the week after that on the Nightly News. There goes Greg Palast, investigative journalist, and just amazing individual. All right, I'm going to come back and go to all of your phone calls. Carl, Matt, Franklin, Frank, Kevin, Clayton, everybody, your calls are coming up. GCNlive.com is the network site. PrisonPlanet.tv is the video streaming side of the radio show.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
With the economic bad news getting worse each day, are you ready for the hard times ahead? This is Alex Jones with a special self-reliance report. I've said on this program before that studies show that in a true crisis, 8 out of 10 people will remain sheep-like and passive, frozen like deer in headlights of an oncoming car, waiting for others for help. 1 out of 10 will actually panic and endanger family and friends as they melt down. And only 1 out of 10 will take swift and decisive action when the going gets tough, dramatically increasing their chances of survival. Folks, I've just read a new book called Ready for Anything. It's a must-read for anyone who wants to increase their chances of survival in the coming hard times ahead. To read more about this important new book, go to readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com. I've got my copy. Get yours today at readyforanythingmanual.com. That's readyforanythingmanual.com.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This goes out to the Bohemian Grove folks, to the perverts at Penn State, the child abusers.
You can run on for a long
time. To the banksters.
Run on for a long time.
To the New World Order.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Now this is some good gospel music right here.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You know, the fact that I'm still alive, the fact that I'm on so many AM and FM stations, the fact that this show is so popular, the fact that there are so many good people that post our stories and have come to our aid shows that there is still a lot of good people in this world. In fact, we are the majority. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but our hearts are right. We love God. Like, King David did a lot of bad things. He wasn't perfect. But he repented, and he was a good man at heart, and God said, you're a man after my own heart. And we need to not be naive and recognize, as a society, just how corrupt things have gotten. If you studied history, folks, then you see the signpost. And I've been a novice historian, and let me tell you, when you know history and you see what's happening, it's like danger. I just got chills, literally. Danger, Will Robinson. Mike Adams sent me a text the other day and said, you know, I feel a disturbance in the force. He said, I've never felt this much anxiety about what's going on. Times in the past when I had anything near this bad stuff happened. Well, they're trying to start World War III potentially. I mean, it's crazy. We've allowed criminals to get into positions of power everywhere and recruit more crooks. They want the power. Good people don't want it. That's the problem. We have to be the light and salt in the world. And we have to not be naive about what's happening. Let's go to Carl in Oregon. Thanks for holding, Carl. You're on the air.
My brother, Alex. Remember me? I was Carl from California.
I think I recognize your voice. Welcome.
Hey, brother. Settled here for about a month now. I have to report that the resources are much better here in this state, although it's not perfect. The difference between California and Oregon is like the difference between night and day. We had, the Occupy protest going on. I live in the city of Portland, so I'm close to the action at near Ground Zero. We had Mitt Romney come here. We protested against him. That war criminal Condoleezza Rice came here. We protested against her. And yeah, Michael Moore came. Well, we just sat back when he came. We didn't have much to say about that. We didn't know. That was kind of humorous. But just want to let you know that still plugged in. Took a few days to get through. I had an idea I wanted to share with you. I've seen this movie called Zeitgeist.
Yes.
And I watched all the most fascinating part of the program was the addendum, talking about a resource-based economy instead of a monetary system. What do you think about that? And what's our chances that we can turn this around if we switch to a resource-based
economy? Well, I'm not against getting off the fiat money system, but resource, as long as it's based around private property. And the Zeitgeist type idea, you know, isn't really along those lines. I mean, I think the guy's an excellent filmmaker. He used a lot of my material, obviously, in his first big release that was the big hit. And then I got criticized for his political ideas because my video was in it. He didn't ask me. He just used it later when he commercially released it. I gave him permission because I believe in people having a First Amendment. And I told him, hell, you ought to use it fair use, pal. You know, this is political, what I'm talking about. You can critique what I'm saying. But I'm for local control, and I'm a constitutionalist. That's the system under our republic that worked the best. I'm pretty wary of what the Zeitgeist promotes. I mean, I think it's got some good ideas and a lot of good people that follow it. Stay with us. Third hour, straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.